can't. He's got a red button, Donald. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Oh, your territory, on your territory. All right, you ready? Chaim Michael Ben Busha. You missed last night, thought you were going to come. Yeah, we had a big party here.
Chaim Stein.
This is for the night.
Yitzchak Fegelstein. Lady Dicker. Yisrael Meir Kagan.
Trump is coming to next see him. We're going to bring him. It's be huge. Maybe we can get him back here next year.
As long as we don't double cross him.
See, so yeah, we give him a car stove. I want to meet the man, a car stove. And you won't come to the scene. You're not coming to the scene if they bring you.
He's not coming, regardless.
If I bring you, you're not coming?
What would he come for?
No chance.
So usually you would come to the scene, but you're going to leave now because he's coming.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, baloney. Yeah, okay. Can I tell your partner we're making a scene with him there, okay? He'll
Syrians don't need you to bring Trump.
If you're driving the truck to Washington, then we'll talk about it.
It's a whole different story. Yeah. It's the whole thing.
As a patriot, I want to give a muscle of what about that is.
Use Trump.
That's the first thing I knew about Trump.
He used Trump. Those days he was off the rails.
Right,
he was
now.
Yeah, but you see, Hashem created him then to bring him a Yeshua now. He created him 35, 40 years ago, Michigan, to bring him in now. I think this is the fifth time he's running, right? When Obama ran, I think he ran then also, no?
He made noise that he's going to run.
He made noise.
The only guy that won 3 times?
Obama's...
No, he's not. FDR.
Maybe they'll win 3 times.
Yeah, you see the elections this time.
Oh, you're tough.
Yeah, what about it?
Anyway.
Sounds like a Mickey Mouse song.
You like a... Yeah, okay. I have something to tell you.
When you...
Ibailahu.
Constipated?
We were last night. I missed you.
Where?
You weren't in shul at all. When were you in shul?
6:45.
I got shul for nothing. They're all wannabes.
They don't have work.
Will it be wannabe Svarti? I ate my kibis.
It wasn't this hard. You couldn't get the Svarti to come.
Svarim are more mopping than Litvox. When you act like a Svari, they don't like that. Don't try.
They already daven that too.
They daven once a week.
But they'll noble and this is going to be a Shabbos one tomorrow.
In one sitting.
In the West View shop? What's the West View? No.
What's the
West View offices. Advertise like Meshuggah.
Westwood.
I was thinking you should hook up with the Westview shop. They could do all one thing.
Yeah. How much is charging rent?
That's the whole word association.
People in Gaza, no?
Yep.
Westview?
Yeah. Anyway, today's show is sponsored for Shlema, Falls Arms, Evan Ruckel, and Omer Maxim and Arna Esther. Maybe now get out. See out the Shmai, get them all out. I don't know. Ibailahu, Shanayor, Mefanayor. Amalam Afreya, we're up to Kuflam Dal and Bays. Yeah, if you don't mind. Oh, no. If you're smoking, shut up.
Well, I'd rather smell the city smoke.
There's plenty of smoke outside. Actually, keep the door closed.
He's smoking those Camelos? Ibayalu, Amalama Freya Maula Hemune Lahaba. Me palgin and the bure, I lay palgin and the bure.
He slept too much last
night. Was he gonna be mad? Waddle right in, man. Whew. Mad like a Ibayalu, Amalama Freya Maula Hemune Lahaba. Me palgin and the bure, lay palgin and the bure. Basically, we said that a guy has a migu that he could divorce his wife, so he's never to say garashti. But he's only Neman Lahaba, he's not Lamafre, because you can't divorce backwards. So if a guy says that he divorced his wife backwards, could he take his words and just leave out the backwards and go forward with it? Mi Pagin de Bura Le Pagin de Bura, Mari Rav Zvi Khanam Pagina, Khanam Le Pagina, Maishno Medirava. Why is it different than Rava's case? Dam Rava Ish Ploini Balishti. A guy says that Reuven had relations with his wife. His wife is Eishes Ish. The Acham Staf and Lahar Goy. So he could say Eidus together with another fella, and you have, that's two Eidim, and you could put the guy to sleep. Lahar Goy v'le Lahar Go. So you see clearly, he's not Neman for his wife because he's in Gebedover, because the Karav. It's Ishtar's, Ram says it's Ishtar's puzzle Adas, but he's never for the other guy. His Adas is on his wife, saying that his wife had relations with this guy. On both. It takes two to have relations. So he's saying both. So.
We're talking about getting killed.
So, the Maisa, if his Adas. He lifts like a mel. So Gemara says, Lahar goy v'loy lahar go. So you see that you believed you could split the hairs. So Gemara says, betray goofy palgino and mechag goofy palgino. Yeah, but if it's too goofy, you could split it. So he's by the lady. So you have the boil and you have the woman. So you could split it. But by one person, which means by a get, where you're saying Adas on a lady that you divorced her, you can't say it. And you say Lamafreya, you can't say, okay, now let me split the hairs and use that Adas for Labba. That won't work.
Is it one statement from both people?
It's one Adas, but it's two goofum.
But it's one statement that two people have relations. It's not.
It doesn't matter. That's not. The Gemara is not using that as a chilek. As long as you're saying Adas lagabi the bayil, so to him you believe. The other lady, you're not going to believe. We're not reckoning with the other lady. We're able to look away, basically. You don't have to see everything. You ever hear that expression?
No.
You ever go to parenting class? I say, you don't have to see everything. Yeah, you're the guy who doesn't let it go.
The guy
doesn't
see.
He doesn't hear. Oh. They asked him to put on the hearing aid, but he shouldn't see.
I'm talking about you.
Ahud avaka shachiv. Today, this is today's daf, really, by the top, you know. Ahud avaka shachiv, the guy was on his deathbed. Amrulei itse leman. Is your wife able to get married across the board? So Gemara says, Amalu Chazia le Kahana Rabba. He answered on his deathbed, she's good for Kahana Rabba, means a Kohen Gadol. Doesn't really mean a Kohen Gadol, because obviously, we're going to see in a minute that what he's trying to say is that he divorced her, or that he's not meant to divorce her because he could have divorced her. So he's not saying Kahana Rabba, because if you're divorced, you can't marry.
Even with a divorce.
Amon is also, it's not, it doesn't mean kind of rabbah, it just means that she's materis chaladim. So Gemara says, chaz kind of rabbah, amar rabbah, my nechosh, what's going on over here? Ha'amar b'chiyah b'rabbah, amar b'yekhan, ba'al sham g'ashres, you know what? You believed. And why you believed? because you have a amigo. So over here also, when he's a shchimra, he's basically saying garashed is ishti. Over here also, Rishbam says v'hain nami hachikom, my garashed is ishti v'chaz lama. And this is where he speaks out mil kahana asiro the le patrino le albatanis garashed is ishti. Because psul lekayim sharein and nefteres tanis yeshli banim. The muchzal v'gavadei nemanim. Obviously, he's saying there's no kids. This is where Rishbam's learning. So Rishbam is learning in this sugya that when he says Shchimra, Hauda Amash Kama, the original Gemara, Hauda Avaka Shachiv Amle Itzilaman, and he says Chazakan Rabba. What he's saying is that I divorced my wife, and believe me, I divorced my wife because I could divorce her right now. And Melish, there's no problem of Yibam, and there's no kids over here. Rishbam says, speaks that out. And Mela, you believe him, and she can marry whoever she wants. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger is a good kasha. A shchimra is not nemes to divorce his wife. It's not, it can't divorce his wife. So how could you use that as a migul? He says, even though you can't do it, you could use it as a migul. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. That's the chiddush over here. It's a big chiddush. That's how he learns. But Lamaiz, that's how the Gemara is learning also. So Gemara says, well, we said it doesn't mean kain. That's Rishbam. That's the first thing we spoke at. Mil kahana asira, the hale patrina, the alabatanis grashti. She can't marry kain because she's a grusha. That's the whole Gemara. He's saying that she divorced her. He's not just saying she's mutter to anybody. So Gemara says, Amke ba'am yekun and ba'al sham grash is ishti neman. Amle ba'ay ba'al ki asher yitzvah yesam yekun and ba'al sham grash is ishti ain and neman. What are you talking about? We had Machloik, we said that you're not Neman. You're saying you are Neman. We're saying you're not Neman. I'm going to lie, be like Shadidu. Kala Mafreya, Kala Labo. What do you mean? We answered that one is Mafreya and one's Labo. So, what do you're asking me a question? There's a difference between the cases. Yeah. What happened there?
Recapitulated. The smell couldn't handle.
Okay. Anyway,
you can say whatever you want.
I'll have this. I guess.
It's only the camera that counts.
Anyway, so Sigmara says, Milosh Nin Kalam Hrein Kalam Abba. So there's a difference. You know how to use a computer?
Nope.
Oh, man. So Gemara says, Vashnuye Nekum Velismut. Should we go with this? We just said that you have a migu. And if it goes lahaba, you believe with a migu. Amalei Rav Le'Rav Nosson Bar Ami Chushla. Then no. You have to be worried that maybe there's no migu. And like a baya, and she is also l'shuk. Why? So the Rishbam says, because there's reglaim l'dover that he did not divorce her, because if he did divorce her, then LDY 2022. Doesn't work? It's a reglaim l'dover he didn't divorce her, because if he would divorce her, there would be a call, there would be a rumor. And since there's no rumor, it must be that it's he didn't divorce her or chashash, and maybe you have to be choshish, and you can't even lahaba. He's not believed, and he would not be believed with his migu. You have to be choshish, and she taka can't get remarried unless she does chalitza. Unless she does chalitza.
We only let her do chalitza.
Once she does chalitza, she's free to go. Who? Or yibam? Well, with choshish, maybe there's a get. We don't know. You have to be choshish that maybe there's no get. He's saying there is a get. The guy said. But you have to be choshish. So you have to do chalitza. Chalitza and then move on.
Recording in progress. Thank you,
Shelby. There we go. We got to do start video. There we go. Okay, let's go. Hodam muksiklon de les leachi. So you have a chazoka of a guy who does not have a brother. And he said that he has no brother. What do you want to be chashish? Chado, the muxlon the les leachin. Va'oid ha'am b'shas misa les le. So Amri the ikke edim diyasiyam the yadi this leachin. What do you mean? There's brothers in Florida that say there is a brother. There's edim that in Florida say there is a brother. So there be chashish such thing. He must have hashed me a lesson to come on. They're not here. Lav hainu de chanino. So there was a damer of chanino. Eidim etzad istam et aser. What was the case over there? You have binsi de Rabbi Yanai. What happened was there was a story where the daughters of Rabbi Yanai got captured, the Marin Ksubas, and then they got out. They were captives. Shmuel, binsi de Shmuel. Yeah, the binsi de Shmuel. Sorry. They were captives, and they got out. And what happened was they came to the Beis Medrash. The story over there goes that they came to the Beis Medrash, and they told there were Edom that they were captives. Now, the problem is that once you're a captive, you're miyachah with these captives who are lowlifes. You chush they were mizana with them. They're mizana them. They're asla kuhuna. So they did is they came into the Beis Medrash. They told the Edom stay outside. And they came into the Beis Medrash. We were captives. But nothing happened to us. So it's Pesha also Pesha Heter. Nobody knows they were captives. They announced themselves. So it's Pesha Pesha Heter. Even though outside there are two Edom who knew that they were captives. So you don't really have Pesha Pesha Heter. But since when they came to Bezdin, they're the ones that told Bezdin. So you have Pesha Pesha Heter. There's Edom outside. Teretz is. You don't look at the Edom outside. Because that's as long as they're not in front of us, the Edom, you don't have to reckon with the Edom. You don't have to deal with it.
But they know that there's Edom.
So what? No. Who knows? The girls? The girls doesn't matter. It's Bezdin. It's Nemanus. It goes with Nemanus. Not you. Bezdin. They have to come to Bezdin. The kunst is Bezdin.
I understand, but isn't the whole purpose of the Pesha Aser is that you're the one who is...
It was never us.
Who notified Bezdin.
It has to be an Eidus and Bezdin. Doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That's the halacha.
There's obviously more to it.
No, there's no more to it. That's the halacha over there. Right. So Pesha Aser, it has to do with Nemanus and Bezdin. It's an Eidus. So when you come to Bezdin and they're not there yet, so that's what we're telling too. Just like over there, even though there are Eidim. They're down the block, they ate them. They come right after she says her Edus and Bezdin, they come in. Doesn't matter. Because the bottom line is, at this point, when Bezdin hears the Edus from these girls, there were no Edom. So same thing over here. I had his brother in Florida, there's guys in Florida who say the guy is a brother. We don't care about that. It's irrelevant for us. So Gemara wants to shtel su to that case of Shvuya. So Gemara says, not a tzushtel. Only a bayim a kalnu b'shvuya, b'shem the navla navshel ga b'shavoy. Nekil be'eshes ish. And there's two svaras over here to say that Shvuya, that Shvuya is different. First thing is, Shvuya, what's a shayla? To be matar a kohen. A kohen is only a lav. A lav is not so bad. Over here, wahanun chenek. It's totally different. Eshes ish. Another thing is, now, when it comes to captives, people who are captives, they're trying to get out. So because they're trying to get out, they're doing everything in their power to make it the captives should not be interested in them. So they make themselves disgusting. As opposed to over here, they're not doing that. And over here, they think this is their only ticket. So mele punk fakert. So over here is worse than a captive. And that's why it's not a tzushtel to the captives. So I'm going to have Ravler Amnosim Barami Chushla. Yitaka have to be Choshish, and she should not get married without Chalitza. Ivam Loshok is, but it's Chenek. It is Chenek. The Iker is, Rishbam says it's Chenek. Yes, Gankasha, that's very good, but the Rishbam says the Iser is Chenek. A good kasha, but that's what his mom says. What's the answer? Okay, here. Okay. Bottom line is, he says Yatsam Ashes Ish. Why is Yatsam Ashes Ish? At this point, she's Ashes Ish also.
He died.
He didn't die. He's saying he divorced her.
He died, otherwise, it's not Yivam Bashok.
No established brothers.
So right now she's still married. Mahandling now. Oh, you mean he's not mutter anyway? Okay. It's a good kasha. Zakti Gemara. Ze achi. Ze achi ain't an emon. Guys, so the Mishnah says it's an interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says if he says one brother is Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. And Shimon says that Levi is a brother also. So now, and Reuven says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know this guy from Adam. So Shimon has to split his Yerusha with him. And we said if Levi dies, it goes back to Shimon because Reuven never gave it.
Maybe he didn't have the back.
Gilin Shah says it also.
I'm saying so. Obviously, Kiva Eger didn't have the Bach.
The terrace of the Bach.
He didn't have this Hagos.
The Bach says, like I said, that there was Isser Ishish Ish beforehand. That still stands. Yeah, that's what he says. But anyway, so the Mishnah says that you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi's his brother, this Shimon says a brother. So Levi dies, Shimon gets back his stuff. But if Levi has stuff that fell to him, so then Reuven says, you say he's a brother, then split it with me also. But if Reuven says not a brother, then why should he split? He's not a brother. Why should stuff that comes to Levi split? So that's the Shiloh over here. What's the case in the Mishnah? The Edoch, my kami. So what is Reuven saying? Ikami achunahu. He's saying it's a brother. Why is only Shimon giving a piece? Reuven should also give a piece. He's saying it's a brother. Elo dekami lavachinahu. It's not my brother at all. I don't know who this guy is. What are you talking about? If he's saying it's not my brother, then he's not my brother. Then I don't give you anything. Why should we split now that he got $1 million lottery? I don't know. If I don't know, so when it comes to me giving him, I'm a muchzik. I don't have to give him anything. I'm not sure he's my brother. I never met the guy in my life. You're saying our brother, that's very nice. I'm not arguing with you, but I'm not agreeing with you. So it's a suffix. I already have my possession stuff that I inheritance. I don't have to go ahead and give you. But when it comes to him having stuff that he died and left over Nechasim, so over there, why shouldn't I get it? It's a suffix. I don't know. Maybe he's a brother, maybe he's not a brother. So why shouldn't I get a split? You say he's a brother, then split with me also. Sigmar says, Zoyse Meris, Manil Biotka, Valerim, any day I potter. What's the case over there? It's a Bar Vishama case. So, and over there, it's the same thing. But the only question is that it's not true. By Bar Vishama, it's Bari Vashem, Bari Adiv, which means that you should be Chayev. So over here also, so you should be Chayev to the Sfas Faz Yerusha. So Gemara says, no, Abai Amar L'Oilam, you can't compare. L'Oilam Chayev. Really Chayev. By the case of Manu Libi Yodcha, you Chayev. Why? Because Bari Vashem, Bari Adiv. And the difference of Elyam Melachayim, Shaini Halcha, the Kamana La'acha B'yadcha Dami. It's total. It's a different case. Not Manali B'yadcha. Manali B'yadcha is Bar V'Shem Bar Yadav. Yichayev. Over here, it's Kamana La'acha B'yadcha. And the Rosh Hashanah says, Shaini Halcha, Asovik Atzma Eni Yadea. Ve'eni Yochalit and Tainas Vadai. It means this brother is not saying he's a brother. He doesn't know. And it's a Sofik and a Sofik. And therefore, when it comes to my money that I split, that I got from my father, I'm a Cheskes Mari. You say leave it in the guy's rishos. You don't know it's a suffix. It's not a suffix and a it's not a bari v'shema, because otherwise it'd be bari yadav. It's a suffix and a suffix. Leave it where it is. But when it comes to the brother who's saying he's a brother, you're not neman on my behalf. La bal dvarim d'diat, Rishbam says, you're not neman to come tainer for me. So you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says I don't know. It's a suffix. Shimon says he's a brother. Okay, but you can't be sure on my behalf for my chelik. I already have inheritance from my father. I'm saying I don't know if he's a brother. You're saying he's vader brother. You don't say bar v'shem bar yadav on my part. On your part, you could say it, but for me, you can't say it because I could say, who are you? You're not a bar taina for me. And the money that fell afterwards from this brother Levi, that's no reason it shouldn't be split because you're saying he's a brother. You're 100% sure he's a brother, so split that with everybody. Zokti Gemara, Mishani Yochti Gemara Lachav Yod Kodami, and Meis Yachson Chosom Kaima. It goes back to the guy because he's the only one that gave. Boi Rava, Shvach Sheshovchon Chosom Aleim Au. So you have this brother Levi, he inherited a building. That building became worth three times the value. So, look, if he worked hard for the earnings, that for sure that's not a Shiloh. They both split it because over there he worked for it. It's like nechassim shebo m'makom achar. That's nechassim that came. The only question is, kiti boil b'shvach she'ena magil k'sofim. Stuff that it went up in value on its own, it got better. Going dikla v'olim, so nothing changed. It just got better. Arav aska certain by itself, it fertilized itself and it got better. So over there, my is that considered shvach that came from other places or not? That's the shayla teku. Zok the Mishnah Vayta Misha Meis, a new Mishnah, new back into went into Yerusha, still going here. Misha Meis means a daidiki keshura al yerechai. So you find a guy dies and he has a daidiki. A daidiki is a will that a guy wrote on his deathbed, and it's tied to his thigh. A reza iniklum. It's nothing. And the chiddush is he wants that someone should be zoichin his nechasim. He wrote this thing, but still it's nothing because mechaim he didn't give it, and once he's dead, it doesn't work. So it's sort of, the shtar is worthless. Arizayin eklom, zicha bala'achar. What happens if he actually, the shchimra, while he was alive, he was dying in the hospital, he told to go for someone else. He says, these nechosim that are in the shtar here, it should be for someone else. So over there, b'im and ayoshim, b'in shem and ayoshim, dvar v'kayomen. Why? Because mitzvah l'kayim divar ha'meis. It's like a tzavas piv, Rishbam says. It's not worse than tzavas piv. So Mela, by doing this, it would be like mitzvah kind of rameis and divishkima ksum dami, and it's good to go. So Zotti Gemara, talking about easy daidika. What is this daidika business? Kol shekosaba da tehei lemekim v'liyos. It should be, after he dies, it should be set in stone. V'ezi matana, kol shekosaba ma'yoyim v'lacham isa. You right now, I'm giving it to you right, giving it right now. Is that what you're saying? Means you don't want to give it away now because you want to live for the next little bit. You think you're going to live for the next 10 years. So you're not giving now, but you want it to be set in stone. But there's no such thing as a matana l'achamisa. Once a guy dies, it doesn't work. You can't give something away after you die. So you want it to be chal, but you don't want it to be chal because you still want to have a right to your you want to live in the apartment. So kol shekosav b'mayoyim, ezi man is baruch shi kim manashchim rad lekan et lachem isa kol shekosav b'mayoyim lachem isa. That would be like a manas chimra, which works, but it also like a manas bari, that it's not given away after misa, because after misa it wouldn't work. So it's got both milas. So Yosef Rabbi Rav Huna Machasad Rebbe Rav, he's sitting in the gazebo. The Yosef Kamash Medei Rebbe Yochanan Shchimra Shomar Kisvu with Tenu Mona Leplani Umeis Ain Kosev Noisin. Why? Because Shemal Gomalach Noisin La Beshtar Meshtar Lachemisa doesn't work. Amul Rebbe Leozer is Doruba. Be careful with it. With this, this is the halacha. He's basically telling him, "That's the halacha. That's the halacha." Shkain halacha is like the Rishbam. So Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe of Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar says, "Is daruba." Rabbi Shizri Amar, Rabbi Lezer Amra. Rabbi Lezer is the one that said the memra. V'amalu Rabbi Yochanan. His Rebbe said, "Is daruba." His Rebbe said, "This is the halacha." So Amar Rakh is a kavosta the Rabbi Shizri Mistavra. Because he Amish Lemer Rabbi Lezer Amra. Is Rabbi Yochanan lasu dielad Rabbi Lezer? It's his Talmud. You're saying this is the halacha? He has to go ahead and give the askama. Means it makes sense that he's giving the askama. Eliam Rabbi Yochanan Amro, it's Rabbi Lezer Asud Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shkayich. You tell me, oh, that looks like my Rabbi. Of course, that looks like your Rabbi. Right. So of course it's Rabbi Yochanan. Of course, that looks like his Rabbi. You don't need Rabbi Lezer askama. Right. It's a shtekel chutz. Like you tell me that that's the halacha Shkayich. We know that. So if it's like if Shizbi, the Rabbi Lezer said it. So yeah, so the Rebbe is saying, he's like, yo, the Allah is like my Talmud. That makes sense. That sequence of events makes sense. Well, Oid, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya, the Rebbe Lezer Amra. The Shalach Ramesh Medir Avo, there's two members over here, and you see from the, one of the members that that's the Rebbe Lezer. Abba Yod, Mish Shalach Rebbe Lezer, Le Goylo, Mish Rabbein, Shchim Rash, Amar Kisu, Tunu Manu Lepani, Umeis, Ein Kosu, Nezir, Shem Le Gomalak, Mishal Bashtar, Vesh Talach HaMisa. And Rabbi Yochanan adds, Amar Tibadik, it depends. You could check it out. But you see clearly, Rabbi Lezer is the one that said this memra. So Rabbi Lezer one said the memra. Rabbi Yochanan seconded it and said, that's the halacha. That makes sense. My tibadik. Now we're going to this sugya over here because we just said tibadik. What's tibadik? How do you check it out? Check out what? So Kiyosu Yodimi Amar Daidiki, two halachas. And from the second halacha, you'll see what tibadik is. So Daidiki, Matel's Daidiki. So basically, if a guy gives it away to one guy and then he gives it away to another guy, it knocks off the first guy. So you go visit a guy in his deathbed, you could change his...
Make sure he dies after.
Make sure he dies right away, yeah. Stay there till it's finished. Say Shema a few times, you know. So Daidiki tells Daidiki. Shchim Rasha Makiz with Tunuman Lepoin, you amaze. Royin im kim yafas koicha kaisim. Loi lav ain kaisim. What does this mean? So Mesra of Abra Mama, Barish Amar Kus with Tunuman Lepoin, you amaze. Ain kaisim oisten. Hashchim Rasha kaisim oisten. So who Mesra of Mavara Club and Yafas koicha? So hey, what does this mean? What does it mean Yafas koichoi? Kid Amrav Chizda v'kinyono minei, v'kinyono minei. Moisif amatnosa. Da. He says these things. So Melo, it's a indication that he wants to give it. Hachanam de Amrav Afk suvu v'chasumu v'havolei. So if he says that, is adding to it, right? You're relying on the words because Tivish Kim Aksum Sum Dami, but the Shtar it's Miyafes Koichai. Itmar Rayuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Koisvin Noisim. Chenam Rava Amar Rava Nachman Halacha Koisvin Noisim. But only Miyafes Koichai. Only with Miyafes Koichai, then it's Koisvin Noisim. We assume that what he said. I mean, Tivish Kim Aksum Sum Dami. That's the Kanas Chachamim. And when a guy seconds it and says something. Says these words, so we know that he really means it, and it's. Miavkar doesn't work because the shtar doesn't work like hamisa. That's the whole word over here. Ein chayom al shmias koil val bitus vasayim. Shmeyas Koil is Shavuos Ha'edus, Bitzvah Sayim is Shavuos Bitoy. Valtimus Mikdash Gdasha, Vanasi Kiritzaban. There is a clear, but if you are Manasi Chai, Bukun, Chutzmashmias Kosh, I'm Elhoidom, Loidon Reza, Lev Mei, Lev Mei Son. Why is the Chai, Nasi Chai, Carmel, you have Bukun, and Altimus Gdasha? It can't be made anyway, so why should be chayv?